morning, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome to UBS's Top of the Morning podcast. So changing jobs usually involves a checklist of to-do items before the transition is made. And today we're going to discuss what you should do when it comes to your retirement savings plan. So joining me here on the podcast for this conversation, pleased to welcome back Ainsley Carbone. Ainsley is a total wealth strategist for the Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office. So Ainsley, good morning. Welcome back to the Top of the Morning podcast and looking forward to our conversation today.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And I will point out up front, Ainsley, to our listeners and especially our clients, I know our conversation will be revolving around the most recent Modern Retirement Monthly publication, which you run lead on, title of which is What Should You Do With Your Old 401k Plan? And to my earlier point, I know when one decides to change employers, there's a lot that is in play. There's a lot of considerations that one has at that point in time. So when it comes specifically to one's retirement savings plan that's being held with the to-be former employer, what are some immediate considerations that one should be mindful of?
Yes, like you said, there's certainly a lot to consider, not just with retirement, but a whole lot of other stuff. So it can be difficult to keep in mind what you should be focusing on with regards to your retirement account. So I'd say first things first, it's really important to do a little maintenance with that retirement plan account that you had with the soon-to-be former employer. So you'll want to make sure you have the correct contact information for the plan provider. If you can access your retirement plan account online, you can look there to gather that information from the website, or you can also contact your human resources department to obtain that information from them. Additionally, you'll want to make sure that the contact information that that plan provider has for you is also up to date. So this isn't just your address and your telephone number, but you'll also want to make sure it's connected to your personal email address, not your work address. And this is really important because the money that you contributed directly from your paycheck into that account is all yours. So you'll want to make sure that you keep track of where your retirement savings is held, so it's included in your overall retirement plan and your overall financial plan. And updating your contact information with the plan and confirming that the plan's contact info they have for you can help you do just that. And then additionally, you'll eventually want to take the money out of that account at some point, whether it's for a rollover or distribution, whether that's just after you leave the employer or later on, maybe in retirement. So having all this information on hand will just make that process a little bit easier whenever it comes time to move the money in that account.
So Ainsley, as I was going through the piece, I noticed you spent some time discussing that we do have company matches in some cases, but why are some or perhaps all employer contributions to the retirement savings plan not necessarily yours for the taking?
Yeah, like as I said before, any money you personally contributed to the account from your paycheck is yours to keep. But there are some employers, like you said, who do offer matching contributions where they may say, we'll match 100% of your contributions up to 5% of your paycheck. This means that you have to contribute at least 5% from your paycheck in order for them to put that same amount into your retirement account. So those numbers that I use are just used as an example. Some employers may match more, whereas some will offer a lower match, and some employers might not even offer a matching contribution at all. But if they do, the dollars that they do contribute for you aren't always yours immediately after they are deposited to your account. And that's because many require you to be employed with them for a certain amount of time before their contributions are yours for the taking. Many employers have vesting requirements or vesting schedule where you may be required to be employed with them for 3 years, for example, before you own 100% of their contributions. Or maybe the vesting is going to happen incrementally over 4 years, where each year you get 25% more of their contributions. The fact of the matter is, it's ultimately up to your employer to decide whether they'll match your contributions and what vesting requirements are going to be put in place. So it's important to just keep this in mind, not just when you're rolling over your account balance, but anytime you're looking at your account balance. Your statement should show the vested balance, which is yours, and then the unvested balance, which isn't yet yours.
Ainsley, what are some options that one might consider exercising with the remaining funds in the plan?
So when you leave an employer where you had a 401k, you typically have four options to choose from. Since you're no longer employed, you'll be able to take the money out as a lump sum. That's the first option. This means you would cash it out and could spend it however you'd like. but there's certainly going to be a cost up front to that, so you'll want to keep that in mind. You'll typically owe ordinary income tax on the amount withdrawn, and then possibly a 10% penalty if you weren't at least age 55 when you left that job, because there's an early distribution penalty involved. And then another option that you have is to leave the money in the plan. So typically, as long as your balance is over $5,000, you're generally allowed to leave the money in the plan as is. So you won't be able to contribute to it anymore, but it'll remain invested. But even if you can leave it in there, the employer may have it set up so that the fees are different, or maybe the features or investments are different once you're no longer an active employee. So it's just important to confirm the details of this option with that employer or the plan provider before leaving it in there. The third option is, if you're starting with a new employer and they do have a retirement plan, you may be able to roll your old plan into that new one. But you'll need to first have it set up before initiating that rollover to make sure that there's an account that can be, that the rollover funds can be deposited into. And then some employers require you to be employed for a certain amount of time before starting a retirement plan for them. So just like I said, before you initiate a rollover, make sure you confirm the details of the new plan's requirements, because additionally, some don't even accept retirement plan rollovers at all. So you'll just want to confirm those details. And then the fourth option is to roll it into an IRA. So from a tax standpoint, this sometimes can be similar to rolling it to a new employer's plan, because it won't be considered a taxable event to the IRS. So the money can move to the new account without you owing a penalty or income tax, as long as it's rolled into that new plan or into an IRA. And this also means that the money can remain invested and growing in a tax-friendly account. So those are really your four options, but those are just your four options in a nutshell. There's so much more that needs to be considered with each option that we didn't discuss. So I'd say, in addition to reviewing the Modern Retirement Monthly, I'd suggest working closely with your financial advisor to make sure you're taking everything into consideration. Also just making sure that whatever decision you go through with is something that's going to work well with your overall financial plan.
And to that point, Ainsley, we just scratched the surface, and the publication does a great job at going more in depth into these four options, which all possess quite a few nuances to be mindful of. So how can one go about determining which of the options is the best fit for their particular circumstance?
Well, for starters, there's definitely no single answer that's going to be right for everyone. But the one thing I'd encourage everyone to do is to think twice before spending retirement savings while you're working. So the first option I went over, which is taking the money out as a lump sum, that should be at the very bottom of your list. Because unless you're really facing a financial hardship, spending that retirement money early is going to be not only costly up front because of the taxes and penalties, but it's also going to make it a lot harder to reach your retirement goals on time, because you'll be missing out on future growth potential if the money isn't invested in a tax-friendly account. So like I said, unless you're facing a financial hardship where you're absolutely going to need the money, you should likely avoid cashing out early. So this leaves us with three more options to choose from, which are leaving the money in the plan, rolling it to your new employer plan, or rolling it into an IRA. And ultimately, all of them lead to you keeping your retirement savings invested in a tax advantage account. So if you're looking at those three options, you're already heading in the right direction. And then when it comes to picking from those remaining three options, you'll want to just make sure you gather all the details specific to each one. So this will include contacting your old employer to see what the deal is if you leave the money where it is. You'll contact your new employer and new employer's plan to figure out whether you're even allowed to roll it over, what those investment options are, and what fees are involved. Excuse me. And then you'll want to compare that to the IRA that you maybe consider rolling it all over into. And then regardless of which option you choose, you'll just want to make sure you're going to continue saving for retirement. Because as I mentioned earlier, when you leave an employer, you're no longer able to contribute to that account. So you'll need to either set up an IRA with recurring contributions if you don't already have one, or you may set up recurring contributions and continue saving for retirement in your new employer plan. So this is really where working with your financial advisor can help you when it comes to making a decision, because there's just so much involved that we possibly can't cover in one short report or one short podcast. But financial advisors are going to be very familiar with the general details of each option, and they're also familiar with your financial situation and what your objectives are. So they're ultimately going to be able to help guide you through this difficult decision-making process to help you avoid any costly mistakes and to also make sure whichever option you choose is going to be in line with your retirement goals.
Definitely emphasize that latter point there, Ainsley, and clearly there's a lot to unpack with this particular subject and appreciate the ground that you've covered with us on the podcast. Before we close out, any final thoughts or takeaways on this topic that you would like to share with our listeners?
Yes, like I've said a couple times, we only discussed a few options, so please refer back to the report and then the additional resources that we point to in that report so that you can use it alongside with your advisor. And then lastly, we didn't discuss the retirement-related provisions in the CARES Act that should be considered by anyone thinking about moving a retirement account in 2020. So in addition to considering the rules and options available to you in a typical traditional situation in a normal year, I'd say pre-COVID, you'll also want to consider your options and details associated with rolling over or taking money out as it relates to the CARES Act. This, again, is just going to help make sure you're fully aware of what options you have available to you so you can take advantage of any opportunities, but it's also going to help you avoid any unintentional taxes or penalties.
Well, Ainsley, again, appreciate your time and insight and for joining us on the Top of the Morning podcast to cover this very important topic. And again, as Ainsley has encouraged throughout the course of our conversation, have a conversation with your financial advisor, as your financial advisor can help you navigate through this complex circumstance. And also encourage you to read more into the publication, The Modern Retirement Monthly, a title of which, again, is What You Should Do with Your Old 401k Plan. And again, we've been joined by Ainsley Carbone, Total Wealth Strategist Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office. Ainsley, thank you again.
Thank you, Dan.
Top of the Morning will be back again for you tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everyone.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.